So you gotta go like this and get the guts out like that. Use that to hold it up, and then you cut from right here.
That's Zoe James. She turned 13 years old today, and she's getting to celebrate her birthday in a very memorable way by cutting up lots of slippery dog salmon.
Stole my knife.
It's James's first time as an overnight camper at Kihuan Culture Camp. And that's a big deal because only the older kids get to work with traditional Tlingit subsistence foods. It's a rite of passage. So far, they've already processed 400 pounds of halibut, a buck the night before, and a few seals. All of it is donated by community members, and all of it gets shared in a big potluck at the end of the week. 15-year-old Jesse Pilcher says halibut is his favorite.
It just has that feeling when you cut it. It's just like knife going through butter. So smooth.
A few feet away, James is still trying to saw through the salmon's backbone to get the head off. Blood spatters her arms up to her elbow, but she's into it. Or at least she is now.
You seem very, like, no-nonsense about this all.
Well, you should have seen me when I first got here. Drew chased me with a kidney and I screamed.
Typical adolescent antics aside, it's obvious a lot of the youth approach this work with a sense of real responsibility. Pilcher walks away holding a dog salmon that's a little substandard. Instead of throwing it in the trash, he sets it down on the beach as a gift to the eagles and his ancestors.
In the Tlingit culture, they're like grandparents. Mm-hmm. Just gotta treat my family. Gotta give them all this food. We deserve it.
Steve Rose is the overnight coordinator. He spends a lot of time with these kids, a whole week together out in the woods and by the water, modeled after traditional Tlingit fishing camps. And he says that kind of connection is the reason organizers started this camp almost 30 years ago.
They were hoping that kids would get interested in their culture and get away from drugs and alcohol, and it really has helped a lot. You can see the difference in some of the kids from back then to today.
In the early 1980s, Cake had a high number of suicides. Rose is 53, and he says he lost a lot of friends in those years. He served in the military, and when he got back home to Cake in 1989, a friend got him a job at camp. It helped get him off a reckless path, and he's been here most summers ever since.
I probably wouldn't be here today if I didn't do that.
Today, Culture Camp is still a way to pull kids away from substance abuse and their various digital addictions, and towards Tlingit ways of life, language, subsistence, and celebration once again. They're also having a ripple effect on the generations that came before, which suffered from forced assimilation.
There's quite a few people that don't know how to put up our food. And these kids go home and teach their parents. So I think it's really making a comeback that way.
At camp, everybody is buzzing about getting ready for dinner that night. Around 6 p.m., a bus from the senior center pulls up and delivers dozens of elders. More guests arrive, and all of a sudden there are at least 50 people, aged 0 to 80, crowded under the big tarp, balancing plates of food. There's everything from halibut that was cooked in a hole in the ground all day, to venison stew, to Rice Krispie treats. After the meal, it's time for singing and dancing. 13-year-old Colin Rose, Steve's nephew, hops up to center stage without any prompting. He dances like a top that can't stop spinning, and the crowd keeps cheering him on. He's part of the Kihuan dance group and proud of it.
And my mom danced with me like 2 months before she'd gone to labor. Like, she actually still danced with me in there.
So you really were dancing before you were born?
Technically, my mom had me, but kind of yes.
Some campers are less into performing and more into documenting their own and each other's experience. A couple have gotten curious about my recording equipment. Jocelyn is especially fascinated with the microphone and dives right in. She starts off by interviewing a dead salmon on the beach, but then moves on to the smokehouse, where campers and staff are chopping wood and hanging fish.
Teresa, can we ask you a few questions? It's too smoky in there. So, what is your favorite part in the smokehouse?
Probably the smoked fish.
Yeah.
Around 10 p.m., the sun is just setting, and a boat appears on the horizon. The kids sprint across the beach to see what a community member has brought them. It's a few sockeye and at least 10 really fresh halibut. Some are still twitching. Staffer Jason Acevedo bends over, fighting biting insects in the darkness, and does the initial cuts on fish after fish. But when he looks up from his work...
Where'd all the helpers go?
They all left.
What the...
He wrangles some teens to relay the big flat fish bodies back to camp, slightly against their will. It's been a long day, and like many of us, they're still figuring out how to balance work and play. Reporting in CAKE, I'm Nora Sachs.